USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the latest monthly job figures. Speaking at an economic summit in North Carolina, the president applauds the numbers.
This morning, the brand new jobs numbers came in. We smashed expectations and created 225,000 new jobs last month.
The unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6%. More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive later today in Omaha. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low at this time.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The feds are releasing some management plans for Utah monuments. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Bureau of Land Management has approved new management plans for two national monuments in Utah that have been reduced by the Trump administration. The three management plans affect the reduced Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, as well as 900,000 acres removed from the staircase, and permits more drilling, mining, and cattle grazing in the areas. Various groups have sued to invalidate President Trump's order to reduce the monuments, which was established by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Last year, a federal judge declined a Justice Department motion to have the lawsuits dismissed, and the Interior Department has received criticism for issuing the plans, with the litigation ongoing.
And still no official winner in the Iowa caucus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the components in Phase 1 of the U.S.-China trade deal includes tough intellectual property protections. The United States and China are both working to combat counterfeit or pirated goods, and many of those goods end up on Amazon and eBay. Peter Navarro is the director of the National Trade Council at the White House. He says companies like Amazon, eBay, and Walmart need to get their act together.
We have a huge problem with counterfeits coming into this country. I've been running an operation with Customs and Border Protection for the last 6 months that show that as much as 10% of the products coming in from China by air are contraband. Half of it's counterfeits. The other half are things like controlled substances, including fentanyl. It's stuff really that can harm or kill Americans and certainly defraud them. E-commerce is a big enabler of that. Amazon, Shopify, JD.com, Alibaba. I've been working on this. We came out with an action plan 10 days ago with the Department of Health. And we also came out with an executive order last week, which is going to essentially crack down on the e-commerce platforms and others if they will not take their responsibility and help solve this problem.
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.